City officials are offering mixed reactions to the sudden firing of former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports.
Mayor Bill de Blasio and NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill joined forces to announce the city's new plan to combat the opioid epidemic. But the duo parted ways when it came to talking about Bharara's sudden departure from the Southern District. The mayor had little to say.
I'm just not going to comment on it. Obviously, there's an ongoing investigation, so it's not appropriate to comment on it.
That didn't stop reporters from continuing to ask.
Again, I'm not going to comment on the situation involving the U.S. attorney.
And ask.
Again, I'm not going to be commenting on anything related to the Southern District of New York.
The Southern District of New York had been investigating de Blasio's campaign fundraising. In recent weeks, the mayor was interviewed for 4 hours by prosecutors from Bharara's office. So far, no one has been charged with any wrongdoing. De Blasio's police commissioner, James O'Neill, offered a different reaction.
Preet and the NYPD, the Southern District, along with the FBI and a couple other federal agencies, they've done tremendous work, a lot of local impact.
O'Neill cited major gang takedowns in the Bronx and another in East Harlem after the shooting death of an NYPD officer. He also praised Jun Kim, the acting U.S. attorney who has taken over in Bharara's absence.
Preet and his people did a tremendous job for the city. Going forward, we'll just have to see who's get the job. I know June. I've worked with him. He's the acting, so I'm sure we'll continue to keep the city safe.
O'Neill was not the only one offering praise on Monday. Lawyers from the U.S. Attorney's Office gathered outside their building in Lower Manhattan at the end of the day, applauding Bharara and offering a final salute to their departing boss. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.